Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-03-05 DevOps with Nintendo 3DS Game Development. Click to view original image. 412 KB YouTube video of the 3DS version, and the Linux version. YouTube video of the 3DS version, and the Linux version. Restarting on a new engine. Crazy, I know. In Deepocalypse. Is it real? Does this still apply to 2019? For comments on DevOps with Nintendo 3DS Game Development, M. Garcia. 2019-03-05-1920+1100. The problem with starting from scratch is just that, it requires everything to be redone. Even a new development workflow aka DevOps, new make, and batch files. Boring and tedious DevOps stuff. But, on the plus side of having done it before, I can do it better and quicker. Instead of taking a few days, it took me few hours. Nothing works first time. Yes, it takes a while to go through the compiler settings for the first time, especially when it's not a standard PC one. I'm not a C++ and toolchain expert, and while I don't struggle with GCC, Make, etc., I know everybody is using CMake, or better these days, having multiple targets like hardware and operating systems, and different builds like debug and release, it gets complicated fast. I try to be a minimalist when it comes to DevOps. I get by with Eclipse, which I also use for Java and PHP dev. Make file, powerful, and speeds up the coding times. Scripts, Linux bash scripts, and Windows bash files automate uncoding related tasks, i.e. moving or updating of images, configs, etc. So, now I can target the 3DS, but it's still going to take a while to get where I was. I haven't tested the performance difference yet. I'm hoping for 4 double the rendered polygons, 2000 triangles, at 60 FPS, but there's still a bit to do. Like getting text to display, loading models, etc., etc., etc. Thanks for reading. Mike. Got something to say? Be social, say it below in the comments. Levy D. Smith. 2019-03-1420+1100. Does your demo have the full 3D effects with the depth setting turned on, or is it just 2D? I wasn't a huge fan of playing games with the depth setting on, but I am curious about how it works, and how difficult is it to write a game that uses it. M. Garcia. 2019-03-15926+1100 High Levy. Currently, it does not do stereoscopic. I try and get it going now and then but keep failing. Stereoscopic on 3DS is pretty clever. It just redraws, with a lot of optimization, the screen again, using a slightly different new angle. The new 3DS XL stereoscopic is way better than the OG flickery mess. It's meant to be pretty trivial to do but I'm not using Nintendo's Maths API, so it's getting the two to work together. Not sure how it is on Unity 3D, probably just a on-off UI switch DBTW. I follow your https://levidsmith.com feed you haven't posted, since oct:PM Garcia. 2019-03-1918-23+1100 for anyone else reading this, the hardware and API isn't that easy, and documentation is limited. I spent more time on stereoscopic, and still can't get it working 100%. Comments are open.